It's that time of day. Horn time with Wallace Chapman.
Horn time, kia ora Jesse. It's that time of day, but perhaps not a good one for many because it's been called a black day with job cuts in the public sector. Over 1,000 jobs gone just today from the Ministry of Education and Ōranga Tamariki. So that just after 6. Are you affected? Get in touch with us. Also on the panel, worse than supermarkets, worse than banking. It's bad. The domestic airfare market ranked least competitive in a survey today. Your eye-watering domestic airfare stories, most welcome. So my little story, I try and book a family holiday to Otago in a few weeks' time. I got out of there fast. Couldn't afford it.
went to Gold Coast instead. I mean, a joke, but some people find that, right? It's it's cheaper to go to an Aussie destination or to Fiji than it is to a particular place here.
It was eye-watering, so your story's on that.
Thank you.
Look, if there's it's a bit of a grim day, but if there's one thing I am looking forward to, really excited about, we talked to a guy that has kayaked in a giant pumpkin down a river in Australia. His story's gone around the world. Very big pumpkin, Jesse. It's 400 kgs, which is the weight of a horse, the biggest pumpkin in Australia, and he joins us live. So, true story. Do listen.
Well, hang on.
Yeah. You're thinking about that.
He must have hollered it out.
He did.
Yeah. So that was the weight pre-floating it down the river. Otherwise, he'd just be at the bottom of the river.
Hey, you're thinking it through. Thank you, Jesse. You're thinking the story through.
Yeah.
And finally, question of the day, what is the one place you've never been to in your hometown? I'll start. I lived in Dunedin for 13 years. I never went to Larnett Castle.
Oh, that's a good topic.
Yeah, I'm so gutted. I went to Krusty Corner. I went to the steepest street. Never to Larnett Castle. What's yours? 2101.
I've lived in Auckland almost 10 years now. Been up the Sky Tower, been out to Piha, but I've never been to Motat.
Oh, true, is it? Yada.
Truly gutting.
Yeah.
But you live around the corner. That's ridiculous.
I mean, you are a grown woman. I'm sure the Motat PR team would tell me it's for everyone, but it's for kids.
There's a lot of good steam knowledge.
I've heard it's absolutely all my friends love it.
Really? You've been to Waiheke Island?
Yes, I
have.
Yes.
Ayana Piper-Helian is our producer on the panel this week. And what have you spotted? Oh, so 2101, by the way, if you want to tell us what town you're in and where you haven't been. I'll have to think about it for Hamilton. I've traversed Hamilton pretty widely, I've got to say, but I'm sure I'll come up with something. Yeah, what have you spotted, Ayana?
Well, I've spotted the topic today is why do some people always get lost? Researchers have been delving into this, and I read an article on Knowable magazine, and it made me think, because I'm one of those people that if my instincts are telling me to go one direction, I almost always have to just go the opposite direction to what my instincts are telling me.
Why?
Because
you've learned that your instincts are screwed.
Yeah, wow. Really, really backwards. I don't know what that is. And so I did some research into it. Is it nature or is it nurture? There is some evidence to say that genetics do play a role, but the overwhelming evidence says that it's our own unique experiences that we accumulate through our life. So good navigators are made, not born. One of the studies they tested this was that 4 million people signed up, so a very extensive study, massive data set. They played a game. You travel through lots of checkpoints. You go round and round and round. And then at some point it asks you to shoot a flare into your point of origin. Some of the things that came out of that showed that Nordic countries did better.
Yeah.
People that lived in the country did better than city folk. But if you did live in a city, if you grew up in a complex old city with winding streets and it isn't very formulaic, they did better compared to people that grew up in like grid cities.
Well.
So the news here really is that you're not, as you might intuitively think, born with a bad sense of direction.
You can train it. You can improve on it. Some of the ways that people, experts have suggested improving on it is actually not to rely on your GPS. People that rely heaviest on their GPS have the worst instinctual navigation skills. Also, some things you can try is paying closer attention to compass directions. So thinking of where you are in regards of, is this north, south, east or west? And also paying attention to prominent landmarks. And it helps you put things on more of a mental map.
With due respect to your story, does anyone actually get lost anymore? Because doesn't everyone have a smartphone in their back pocket that stops them getting lost?
Yes, but you don't always have a smartphone. But it's also, it's one of those things that you got to think in your mind. It's
good,
like,
skill to have, Jesse.
It's a good skill, and you've always got a calculator in your pocket. But trying to work out that mental arithmetic is also really good. It's good for our brains. You don't always have your smartphone. It's kind of one of those funny things. It's like, I sometimes get to an intersection and I go, well, should I go left or should I go right? And have a little laugh at myself.
The skill. I mean, I'm in awe.
I head in the wrong direction.
I'm in awe of orienteering experts. I mean, show me a map and I'll show you nothing. You know, quite literally, I can't do it. You know, I can't do it.
It most often becomes a problem when you're traveling, right? And if you're traveling, traveling as a couple, because then you know that neither of you got any idea, and you end up arguing about it.
It's happened.
Yeah, me too. I've got a problem in our marriage in that my beautiful, talented wife has no sense of direction, combined with an absolute confidence in her own sense of direction.
Yeah.
And so I have to gently remind her of the last 100 times she's sent us in the wrong direction. It's always very tricky.
I'm glad you said gently.
Yeah. Well, do you know, sometimes I'll say to her, hey, look, let's not argue about this. We'll just put it into Google Maps and we'll go that way. And she'll say, no, Google Maps gets it wrong. And I'm like,
oh, okay.
Well, I got to say, even I was in America and looking, I have got the map right in front of me. The Uber is coming down one street on the map. I can see the little car. I can see the corner that I am supposed to be standing on. And I'm standing on the opposite side of the road.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's my instincts have
I can recall getting really lost and getting quite fearful. I think I was about 17 and I got lost in Christchurch. This is pre-earthquakes, of course, because it was so flat I couldn't find the area. And I said, excuse me, where's the square? And they said, round the corner.
You need those. If you're driving near the ocean and you can't see the ocean, would you be able to point to what direction that the ocean is?
Oh, good heavens, no.
What about when you're driving along using GPS or whatever and it says, coming up, travel south? And you're like, mate, if I knew which way south was, I wouldn't need the directions.
Well, it's also one of those bragging rights. I've got a friend and his whole family loves to brag that you can tell him to go somewhere once, he can go somewhere once and take, you know, 20 different turns, and then he'll never ever need to get directions or look at a map ever again. It's kind of something I'm quite jealous of.
Oh, yeah. Is it true, Jesse, someone said in the office that you carry a compass in your pocket? is that a myth?
It's attached on a fob chain. I love that. Thank you for the messages on 2101. I got lost in Tokyo even with a smartphone, says Wendy. Japan's even harder because they don't really have addresses.
Being there.
So you can't put the address in.
That's the joy. I got lost in Tokyo too, but ended up in a little hideaway bar and had a great night.
Yeah. What's wrong with getting lost when you're traveling? Okay. Never go to Venice, recommends Stefan, if you don't have a good sense of direction. As to places that people have never been, in their hometown, well, I've lived in Christchurch. I'm 76 and I've never been boating on the Avon River. Sue says I'd like to, though. So
go on, Sue.
Never been boating on the Avon.
I've lived in Christchurch all my life and I've never been up the tower at the Christchurch Cathedral. And now I'll never be able to, says the owner. Yeah, actually, lots of people getting in touch saying they haven't been to the cathedral after decades in Christchurch and feeling like they've missed their opportunity.
Oh.
Well, I better go to Motet then, hadn't I?
Go to Motet. I have been to the cathedral up the tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very
one.
Very good.
Wal is back from 6 p.m. with the panel hour. We should have a producer because Ayana's off to Motet. So good luck getting onto the boat in the Avon. Yeah, I think we're all covered now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.